You're listening to SBS News.
While the European Union prepares for next month's European Political Community meeting in Prague, Eastern countries have gathered at a conference of their own. Hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin, leaders have met at the Eastern Economic Forum in the far eastern Russian region of Vladivostok. Mr. Putin was joined by leaders from China, Mongolia, Armenia, India, Myanmar, and other countries that trade with Russia. Western sanctions on Russian energy was a major theme in Mr. Putin's dialogue.
Everything will come back like a boomerang. Just as you asked about limiting prices for our energy carriers, someone is making some decisions there. If they try to implement that dumb decision, it will entail nothing good for those who make it. Among other things, there are contractual obligations, supply contracts. Will they make political decisions violating the contracts? We won't fulfil them at all. In that case, we will just halt supplies if it contradicts our economic interests. We won't supply any gas, oil, diesel or coal. We won't supply anything.
The Russian leader says it would be dumb for the EU to cap Russian oil and gas prices and threatened to completely cut off energy supplies to the West if they do. He also sent a message to dissident journalists who fled Russia since the country's invasion of Ukraine.
Now, about those that left and are working from other countries, I assure you they are happy that they can leave. Being here, they always worked against our country. But now, under the guise that something here threatens them, they gladly moved for the same salary. The situation forces people to determine their position, those who have one. They decided to move overseas and work in some anti-Russian centres. Let them work.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen responded to Russia's threats, accusing Mr. Putin of blackmail.
You have seen that over the last month. He always tried to blackmail us. As I've just said, 13 member states have been partially or totally cut off the Russian gas already. So we don't give anything anymore on these announcements by Russia, because we know they are blackmailing us. The best thing is to fortify yourselves and go towards other suppliers and have solidarity.
Despite the Russian leader's warnings, Ms. von der Leyen says the EU will cap Russian energy.
We aim at lowering the costs of gas. And therefore, we will propose a price cap on Russian gas. Of course, the objective is here very clear. We all know that our sanctions are deeply grinding into the Russian economy with a heavy negative impact. But Putin is partially buffering through fossil fuel revenues. So here the objective is we must cut Russia's revenues, which Putin uses to finance his atrocious war in Ukraine.
As the West ramps up sanctions on Moscow, the Kremlin is looking to the East. President of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Russia, Sergei Katerin, says Russia is repositioning itself.
Russia is now repositioning itself and is to some degree in the process of turning to the East. It is turning to the Asia-Pacific region and the neighbours to its south. Of course, Russia is strengthening cooperation with relevant countries. It is strengthening cooperation with ASEAN countries, with the bilateral trade volume increasing by 27% in 2021. Russia is also seeing a rapid increase in its trade with Turkey and the trade along the Southern Transport Corridor.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.